happy to be here at Outside Lands Sunday afternoon with a really fantastic band. And I'm hoping that you'll all get to know them very soon, Little Green Cars. And do you mind introducing yourself, guys?
I'm Donna.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Adam.
I'm Faye.
Dylan.
Great. Wonderful. And you guys just played a set over at the Twin Peaks stage. You had lots of loyal fans there. So tell me a little about that. Is this your first time at Outside Lands?
Yeah, it's our first time at Outside Lands. We played a festival here, when was it? In October. Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, so it's great to be back in Golden Gate Park.
That's right. That's another one of the big festivals around here. And Stevie, you mentioned that fortunately or unfortunately, you guys bring the weather with you. So have you seen any sunshine on your tour?
Yeah, we couldn't escape the sunshine of the tour, so today has been quite a relief for us. With a bit of bad weather, it's kind of nice. Reminds us of home.
And as I understand, you guys are heading back home after this. I write for Owl and Bear, and we're in Southern California, San Diego. You guys are not going to make it out to San Diego this time around, but can you tell me, do you have any plans? I know you'll continue your tour in the UK. What are your plans for after that?
We're coming to America after we do some dates in Europe and in Ireland, so probably might be going back to the West Coast. I don't know the dates yet, but do you guys know?
September, is it?
September? Sorry?
Yeah, September, October will be a 7-week tour. So we're going to be in California definitely, but there hasn't been a San Diego gig confirmed yet.
Okay. Well, I do have to stick up for San Diego. It is a fantastic town. So, I was just telling Donna that I made it out to Ireland a few months ago. So, there's two reasons why I wanted to interview you guys. One, because I'm a big fan. Two, because I've been wanting to make it out to Ireland for 10 years. Have you guys missed your home? What's waiting back there for you guys after you finish up your date here?
Beds, hopefully. You know, our beds are our pets.
Our pets and our beds, and you know, it's quite like it is a bit of a culture shock, I think, coming over. You know, because home is home, and it's quite different. You know, we do things a little differently, but yeah, no, I can't wait to go home, but I can't wait to get back out. I'm sure once we're all home, we'll be dying to get away again. Kind of, you know, that's how it works.
That's fantastic, Stevie. Can you tell me a little bit about the album that you guys are promoting on this tour?
It's called Absolute Zero. When did we record it? Maybe a year ago?
Recording in April 2012.
Yeah. It took us about 3 years to write it. And it's alright. It's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good, yeah. Have you guys been working on any songs on the tour? How does that work? Do you guys just focus on live playing, or?
It's quite difficult to write and, you know, and kind of produce work when you're on the road like we are so much. We're always kind of working on bits and bobs, you know, as we go. And we're looking forward to getting back home, you know, especially so we can get into the rehearsal room together and, you know, flesh out some ideas.
That's fantastic. Do you mind me asking, what are your main influences? I just spoke with another band who listed, you know, some of the classics like Zeppelin or Stones or whatever. Do you guys all share a similar taste in music, or do you guys fight about which the best band in the world ever? Or
I think what's good for us is that we don't all necessarily have like one taste or one influence, so we kind of, you know, we share all our music with each other and kind of keeps everything fresh, I suppose. We don't want to get stuck in a certain genre, so we just...
Yeah, sure. I don't think we're trying to emulate anything necessarily, nor are we trying to be majorly original. I think, like, we just kind of, what comes out because we think it sounds right, you know.
One thing I think I saw the crowd really appreciate today, especially with your two first songs, was your beautiful harmonies. That was really interesting to see all five of you singing at the same time with really, I think, except for you, Stevie, just playing, you were the only one playing the instrument. Is that something that you have always been told, like, you know, focus on that wonderful harmonies, you work very well together, or?
I don't remember exactly when we started singing together like that. I guess it was just a natural progression. We all love to sing, and we're definitely, you know, very influenced by, you know, vocal bands like, you know, the Beach Boys and the Beatles and the Band, and I don't know, yeah, I guess it's just a natural progression from what we started doing.
By the way, did you guys catch McCartney, since you mentioned the Beatles?
We didn't catch McCartney. Our keyboard player got him. I've seen him once or twice in Dublin, and Stevie's first show was a McCartney show. We're pretty upset that we missed it, actually.
Well, I hear it's being streamed live. At least 8 songs. You'll catch them tonight, maybe on your tour bus.
That's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I didn't miss McCartney.
We definitely don't have a tour bus.
That's fantastic. Now that you mentioned it, any fun touring stories, crazy stories? Does anyone here snore or is not a morning person or...
Well, on our first US tour that we did, we had 7 people traveling and we shared 2 rooms. And so I think the day-to-day monstrosities and fiascos involved in getting 4 people to share 2 beds was crazy enough.
Well, it sounds fun, or maybe not so fun.
It varies. It was eventful. Let's put it that way.
Still pretty eventful. There's still 3 of us sharing 2 beds.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you guys have earplugs or none of you snore or heavy sleepers, etc., etc.
Some snore problems.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's true. That is true. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to meet with me. And are you guys going to stick around for a little bit more of the festival? You have to hit the road, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're going to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, okay. See the Chili Peppers.
Leave a day off in San Francisco.